Hi,
Hello.
I'm Alexis Hyde,
I'm Erica Wong.
and this is Hyde or Practice. Little admin cleanup in the beginning for you guys. Erica and I are busy ladies, it's turning out. Now that we're at a post-quarantine time, we are busy, busy schedules,
We have
and
things to do
we've
sometimes.
got things to do sometimes.
Sometimes
And
teaching, students.
students, work, curating, and that means, we're having it's harder for us to get times to record with our incredible guests who we do have all like lined up and we're working on the schedule. So we decided in the meantime, while we're trying to get, wrangle other more guests, we probably won't be able to be releasing a full solid episode weekly, but we will either be
We're going
doing
to cut this down so it's more manageable for everybody.
exactly. So we're gonna have some like also some mini episodes in between some of our things, and we're just going to try to keep it a little bit, quicker. Also, because if we're busy, y'all are busy. So everyone's busy. So we got to keep it moving. We got to give time. We got to give space. So, Erica, what are we talking about today? Now
We
that
are.
all that is done, all that admin business, you know how much I love it. Get it done in the
You
beginning.
do. It's true. Very thankful that you do. We are going to talk about the different tools that are accessible to us. And even if we think that we don't have tools, and I think that maybe a different way to go and to say things is the different options that we have. Sometimes I feel like we feel very backed in the corner and you want to do something, but you feel like you have no options. And recognizing the tools that you have either within yourself. I feel like this is like a therapy session, but
I
it's
know it's a
not.
little bit therapy. It's a little bit, go get 'em, tiger. It's a little bit motivational, but I think we need like a little touch base on
I
this.
think it's the beginning of the season. Like
Yeah, it's like a
I
back
think
to
it's
school
really,
episode.
I think it's really important to remember that this is the beginning of the season. And so there are extra emails going around. People are moving around in the gallery world, and the emails come in, and there are new shows and the biennales and like the endless news cycles. And then we are supposed to go and show up to openings, and then we have feelings and we're tired, and so we don't really want to go, but we know that it's part of our jobs to go and show up. And but all of it, I think, okay, so this is a bit more of like me personally. And I've talked about this before as well on my TikTok. Of all the things that I think are useful tools, the most useful tool of all is to be nice. I think it's really important to remember that because there are so many different things happening and we're all in different parts of the world and our life and our et cetera, it actually is so beneficial to just be nice. To be nice to yourself and to be nice to other people. When you're emailing people, when you're reading things, when you're really short on time, like it's take a breath and just be mindful that the person, like however it is that you're feeling right now, that message is passed on when you're speaking with somebody, when you're driving, when you're writing an email, when you're whatever, when you're reading something, that interpretation. Like this was another topic that is on the same line. Yesterday, we were in a faculty meeting, and I was saying like how students are able to go and read your emails. It's an interpretation of the tone, and if you're not feeling particularly
Upbeat.
cheerful, then that interpretation is like you think that that's what is being said to you, but it's not, right? Like, and I think
Right.
it's really important to go and have that, like, just be nice, please.
No, nice is like the number one tool we have all the time. And this goes in from, just like the basics of cold outreach and trying to, get someone excited about you. You want to be excited about them, or, nice to you. You want them to be nice. You want them to be nice to you. You have to be nice to them. But also, like, if you're confused or something's not going your way or you're having a miscommunication, being nice is going to help the other person stay, be more inclined to help you. I mean, I know that I'm always, this goes back to like my retail days, right? Like when people are nice to me, you know, at like Nordstrom Returns, you know, I was always more inclined to help somebody who was being kind. And I think that is, you know, that goes all the way to the top everywhere. Like people are just, it's just a, and all the way down to the bottom of like our souls, like people are just more inclined to help people who are, you know, who they like, who they're nice to. Like, why wouldn't you want to spend more time with someone like that? And it's just such an important tool, and you can use it, and you can use it to also create more relationships, because so many times I think that a lot of people, especially in outreach or in business relationships, things can feel so transactional. And I think that makes everybody feel a little bit bummer, but like you can really shift it to being like a relationship when you're being kind. But I think also besides that, it's just, you know, we know these things, we have these tools, and there are ways to find them. You know, we'll have our episodes. You've got, you know, you're in the beta right now for To Practice Practice, where there's tools about how to write an artist statement, or what kind of photos to take, or here's how to format your CV, or this is how you, you know, here's some studio visit tips. And, you know, it's all right there. And these things are also on your TikTok, on my TikTok, on, you know, there's articles in places. Sometimes it takes a little bit, you know, they're not all as congregated as, you know, we would like them to be, but they're out there. But it takes work. And it takes, then you have to, not only do you have to learn about the tool, you have to implement the tool of like, oh, this is how I've read this article or listened to this video about how to send a cold email or how to ask my community for support in writing an email. And, you know, even like, and this is, I know this and I preach it. And so sometimes I didn't do it. There's a couple emails I sent in the last few months that I really wish I'd gotten some more eyes on. And, you know, I don't know. I didn't get it. You know, these are cold outreaches, but I don't know. Did they not get back to me because I wasn't, you know, it wasn't something they were interested in, or was like, maybe my email fell flat. You know, if I had some more eyes on it and really felt more secure in it, hindsight 2020, I would be like, oh, it just wasn't a good fit. And I wouldn't have any kind of regrets. But I think that like we are given tools. People are given tools. This is how you can do this. This is how you can do that. And if you don't implement them, you don't use them, and you don't practice using them, they aren't going to be helpful.
I think it's one thing to say that, and this is like very much me with my teaching hat on, is one thing to say we have this knowledge of we need to be nice. You know, this is taught at a very, very young age to be polite, to be mindful of other people, of your surrounding. But then actually exercising it in real time requires a lot of patience, either for yourself or to the other person, especially when they're not giving you the response that you want. It might not be what it is that you need, but like you're like, okay, if you just say what it is that I need you to go and say to me, then we can move on to the next thing. I mean, how often do you say that? I say that to myself all the time. You know, when I'm sat in a queue, when I'm whatever, then I'm just thinking, just give me what it is that I want, and then we can all move on to the next portion of our day. Like, that doesn't make it, that telepathically doesn't go anywhere, because that's just something that isn't said out loud. But it doesn't mean that if I take a breath and go like, okay, so this isn't, I'm not going to get what it is that I want from this conversation. Maybe I can get something else from it. And I think it's not easy to be patient with yourself. Because we just always have blinders on and think, okay, if you just give me what I want, that would quicken things by 3 seconds. And like the grand scheme of like the 3 seconds, I'm not really sure like how helpful that is.
Yeah.
Because if we look at the experience of having someone who is nice and giving us what it is that we were looking for, versus just being very, very short and saying like, whatever, you didn't give me whatever it is I wanted anyway, and like slam the phone, click end or whatever. Like that's not like great to go and take with you. I feel like I'm saying this to myself. It's like,
I think you are.
Yourself, Erica. And this is basically me every single day. It's like, just don't be so angry. But it's okay. So like, let's pull us back to the art world. So For example, I will say we write a lot of surveys, which probably I understand that it probably takes a lot of time for the other person to go and respond to us. And in the beta, if you guys aren't on the beta and you're interested in trying to see like what resources are out there for artists to network with each other, then please sign up for the beta.
Link will be in the blurby.
But I really see that there's a very large difference between interactions. So yeah. Whether someone thinks that they're actually talking to me because we're DMing each other on the platform versus when we get responses. And I think people don't realize that I'm also the person who reads it. So it's still like coming back to me. And I think sometimes like people don't have that piece of information, which is to go and realize, oh, actually it always goes back to the exact same person. And we see who actually is nice to, you know what I mean? Like, don't be nice to who you think the boss is. Just be nice in general.
Oh yeah. No, that's really good. Cause I think that like that's a really good point. Cause yeah, like it's tools and it's, cause being nice is a tool. I mean, but there are so many times when there is somebody, like someone's reading your customer service email. And I think we're all really like numbed to the fact that like it's just some, you know, minuscule worker bee who's 75 places removed from any decision makers, because that's what we deal with like when we're talking to Amazon or Verizon or, your Department of Water and Power, because you're trying to get like a bill paid or something checked. But when you're dealing with, especially in art institutions, like I can't think of one art institution that you'd be reaching out to, because like I don't think anybody's really just going to be like, hey, Metropolitan Museum of Art or like the Smithsonian, I have a question for your curator. Like outside of those like giant, you know, BMS, like maybe like the Getty, you're dealing with smaller, there's not, the teams aren't large, especially galleries, my God, and even an artist studio,
four,
you know,
people, like legit.
Like four tops, four people at like most places, like some have six, and then like you'll jump into like some of the bigger situations, but like most places, the people who are answering those info at emails are closer to the decision makers than you think. And the decision makers are going to know how you treated that person because they're going to have a conversation about it. And if you, you know, knee jerk react and like send like a message for customer service on like a new art platform that you might be beta testing, there's a very good chance that that person works directly with the person who is in charge of the platform. Or if you send, you know, a message about how you didn't get a residency to the info at what's it, you know, email, and you're like mad about it, there's a really good chance that the person who makes decisions is going to see that email, and they're going to see you being, you know, and they're going to either think, well, you know, if you were in a running last time, maybe you're not now. And, you know, it just isn't worth it. And it's just nicer to deal with people who also want to be, because again, we're just like humans, but having that information and having that access on how to do it, you know, you still have to actually put that into action. So I think that is our little pep talk mini episode. Hope you guys enjoy. Our first mini episode, guys. Hope you enjoy. A little pep talk, a little reminder, a little refresher course. And I'm Alexis Hyde, Hyde or Die Everywhere.
I am Erica Wong at To Practice Practice.
And until next time, bye.
Bye.